Blog Talk Radio. is ending. That's the intro for Blog Talk, to know that we are on Facebook Live on my page, Sylvia Kaiser, and I'm sure the man of God is going to be on his page tonight, Servant Pastor Troy Thomas Facebook, and we are on the World Wide Web with Blog Talk, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. And with that being said, you all please get your Bibles, book, pens, and paper, and be ready to write down something that you may want to make a poster, or you may want to put on a little sticky pad and put it on your mirror or your door that you may want to get up and say every morning to remind you that today is another day that the Lord has made. Let's be grateful. Let's be thankful. Let's enter his courts with thanksgiving. Let's enter into it with praise. We have to be ready to allow God to be God. We pray that you all get something out of the message on tonight and that you all allow God to just operate in your spirit. Yes, I mean, let him operate, because a lot of times we want to just listen and look in, or we just look for a minute, but I guarantee you, just stay and just hang in there for a little bit. You're going to hear something from the man of God. Let's check to see if he's on the line. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line?
Yes, give me a couple of minutes. I'm trying to set a couple of things up. I'm ready to go. Just give me a second. I'll be right with you.
Well, let me know when you're ready. So,
all right.
As we were saying, when the ministers or the man of God come on tonight, he's going to give us the word of God. He's going to even give us some scripture and some reference. He's going to even give us testimonies. I'm kind of for sure he is, because when you tell people about the goodness of the Lord, you can't help but tell them how good God has been to you. You can't help but tell them how good God has been to loved ones, family, and friends. You can't help but tell them how good God is, how God has blessed us even when we didn't need to, want to, or think that we needed a blessing or wanted to be blessed. When we come to an understanding that God is God, and there's nothing we could do about it but accept it, receive it, and believe God is God. God is the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. God is not going to change. No, he's not. Now, the only thing that's going to change is our perspective, is our outlook, is our attitude. We can get into this word and put this word into our life, where the word of God says we should hide his word in our heart that we may not sin against him. And what that's just saying, that when we go to react, whether it's verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, we will stop and think. You know, back in the day, some years back, they would say, what would Jesus do? Okay, we know what Jesus would do because we have the word. But if we hear the word in our heart, now the question is, what would you do? What you going to do with that word that's hid in your heart that you won't sin against God? Hey, Pastor Freeman, thank you, Tim, for checking in. Please wait and see what the word is going to be on tonight. So when the Pastor Troy Thomas is going to come forth, you can check his Facebook page. I'm sure he's going to be on Facebook. He's under Servant Troy Thomas. His Cash App is up, too. If you would like to plant into his ministry, please plant into his Cash App, $TROY SEVEN. That's $TROY7. Please plant it to the man of God's ministry. Man of God, are you ready now?
I am. God bless you. Thank you so very much.
Are you on Facebook Live?
I am on Facebook Live. I am on Facebook Live.
People, let's get ready. Those that's on Blog Talk, stay on it and share it. Those that's on Facebook Live, get on it and share it. It's in your hands, Pastor. Go ahead and let the Lord use you.
Thank you so very much, Minister Kyle. I do appreciate you what God is doing and what performing for us. I thank God for all of God's people. I am on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. So this is the second Monday of the month. And I thank God once again for the opportunity to share what God has given me with his people. As you come in here on Facebook, say, give me some hearts and some thumbs and speak to the people. Evangelist Lisa Smith, God bless you. Auntie Brown, God bless you. Christopher, bless you. Thank you all so very much for joining with us. It's such so great to see you guys. This is going to be, I'm going to try not to be too long. I do have a few scriptures that I want to read into your hearing, because I want you to understand that the hearing of the word of the scripture is, every scripture is going to be needed for understanding purposes. Amen. So if you can do me a favor, my Auntie Linda is on here. Bless you, Pastor Naaman Williams. God bless you, man of God. Can you do me a favor? Can you share this with somebody? It's going to be a rough conversation, but it's going to be a necessary, man of God. It's going to be a necessary conversation. God gave me this. I was listening to a woman of God, Pastor Easter Goodwin of the Praise and Worship Outreach Ministries, and she began to share with the people of God what God had given her. And you know how we do. We hear a good word, and we want to share what God has given us. We take in the word of God, and we apply the word of God to us personally, and then we begin to also want to share the particular word of God. Amen. As you come in here on Facebook, say hi, speak to the people of God. God bless you, Reese. Good to see you. Imagine Nicole, God bless you. Good to see you all. So good, gracious for you guys to join us. What a blessing it is. I want to go to the book of James. It's the book, James, the third chapter. James, the third chapter. Like I said, it's going to be a rough conversation. It's going to be a rough interaction. But I'm looking for you guys to talk back to me, to say some things. I will be reading some of your comments here on Facebook Live. Pray for Pastor Troy, that I deliver the word that God has given me in the way and the method he wants me to deliver. Bless you, Elder Jeffrey Pearson. Let's say a word of prayer, if you don't mind. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise. Father, we are grateful for what you've done for us today. Father, we thank you that we have seen a day that we've never seen before. And Father, it's because of your grace and because of your mercy that we were able to see today. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father, for your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is your will concerning us. And Father, we thank you that you are concerned about us. We thank you that you love us. Thank Father, we thank you that you protect us, that you see about us. And Father, that you protect us, even when we don't know that you're protecting us. Father, we are grateful that you look after us. Father, when the enemy tries to come against us, Father, you're there to give us the strength in the midst of the battle. You're there to give us the knowledge that we need so that we can have the weapons that we need to fight back for those things that try to bring destruction to us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So, Father, for this we give you glory. I ask you now, Father, to anoint my words, anoint my mouth, my mentality. And, Father, you speak through me for the edification, Father, for the instructions, for the deliverance, for the freedom of your people, not just your people, for me as well. And, Father, for this we give you glory. For this we give you praise. In your mighty Son, Jesus' name, thank God and amen. Yes, James, the third chapter. I was only going to read maybe 7 verses, but sometimes when you read the word of God over and over and over again, you know, certain other scriptures are very important to what you're reading for understanding purposes. So if you don't mind, let's start at the first verse of James, the third chapter. I'm going to stop and then we'll read them once probably. You know, I might just read all the way through, but thank God for this. Okay, James 3, first verse says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, that they are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, and a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members, that it defileth the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Let me stop right there. Do me a favor, type in the comment section if you can, if you will. Watch your mouth. Do me a favor, once again, type in the comment section as you go along with Pastor Troy this evening. Watch your mouth. The Bible is simply talking about, it talks about how we put a bit in a horse's mouth. We put a bit in the horse's mouth because what it does is with the reins, it begins to control where the horse goes, whether it goes to the left, whether it goes to the right, whether it backs up, whether it's going to jump, how fast the horse is going to gallop. Is it going to do a trot? Is it going to go really fast in the wind? It controls what the horse is going to do. That was not the only example. The other example that came behind it was that even when it comes to a big ship, when it comes to back then it has sails, and the sails are driven, the boat is pushed by the wind, by great wind, and it's a big thing. But it's a little helm, it's a little steering thing, a little wheel that controls which way it goes. Tanya, what happens is we go off and we let our emotions get the best of us in the midst of conversation, in the midst of what's happening between us and other people. So we allow what's going on in our head and in our feelings to come out of our mouth. Now listen, how many times have you talked, have you said, even in your personal life and relationships, in any kind of manner it may have been, you said you cannot take back what you said to me. Now, you can apologize, and you can be very remorseful for what you have said, but you said it out your mouth. You can't go back into the atmosphere. You can't go back into their mind. You can't go back into their ear gates and take back what you put out there. In Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 21st verse, it says this, that the power of death and life lieth in your tongue. The power of death and life lieth in your tongue. So in other words, what you speak out your mouth, what you're talking about, who you talk to, you have the ability verbally to set the atmosphere. Here's the reason why when we come into God's house, we should open up our mouths and give God praise, which is why when we come in God's house, we should release a worship. We should open up our mouth and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you. Lord, we appreciate you. We set the atmosphere for how the service is going to go, which is the reason why we have singers. Amen. There's the reason why we have the praise and worship team. There's the reason why we have the choir, which is the reason why we have the baby choir back in the day when I grew up. They was called the Sunshine Band. Y'all remember that? We are soldiers. In the army, the Sunshine Band would get up and they would sing and the choir would sing. And in some churches, you have the young adult choir, you have the old people choir, you have the intermediate choir, you have the baby choir, you have the men choir, you have the women's choir, you have all these different genres of music, because the music is what they're doing. They're singing praises to God. They're opening up their mouth and they are setting the atmosphere. In your mouth, you have the ability, Deacon Rob, to set the atmosphere in your house, in your car, even at your job. Anywhere you go, from the power of the tongue, you have the ability to set the atmosphere. A lot of times, our emotions take over us, and we begin to spew out things out of our mouth that is not of God, that is not of a positive nature, that is not yielding for productive areas in our life. So then, therefore, we miss the mark. One more time, type in the comment section, watch your mouth. Once again, watch your mouth. So here it is in the fifth verse. It simply says this. It says, so is the tongue is a little member. It's a little thing in your mouth. But that little thing in your mouth has a complacency to destroy things. Listen, now we all know this. Do me a favor. If you've been in a relationship where you had a kind of relationship where the person was talking and they begin to try to tear you down with their mouth. Women, have you ever heard this before? The man was so mad at you, he was so angry and upset at you, he began to tell you ain't nobody going to want you. They only going to want you for sex. They only going to want you for this. He tried to tear down your self-esteem verbally. He tried to tear down your value with his mouth, because he's speaking to, if he say these things, then you'll take them in and you believe it.
Yes.
And so then once you're hearing, then you begin to think on what he's saying. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And sometimes what begins to happen, Reese, is we begin to believe what people have said to us about us.
Yes.
But the songwriter says, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am free. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I have the victory. In spite of what man says, what did God say about you? Because God has the final say. So then here it is. It says that the tongue is a little member, but it boasted great things. Now, we all know that people get on social media, and they get on social media, Jeffrey, and they begin to lie about who they are. They begin to lie about all of the things that they've accomplished. They begin to lie about all the things that they have to impress people, to let people believe they are actually more than what they actually are. But they don't have to lie. How does lying begin? Lying begins with your tongue. The lie begins with your tongue. Now, let me back up. The lie begins in your mind. We think that if we lie and say certain things, we are either going to impress somebody, we're going to get more likes and more shares and become more valuable to people with things that we lie about, or we lie to get out of trouble. So then, therefore, we allow our tongue to either get us in more trouble or to bring damnation and condemnation and judgment on us. Here's, if you go back to the book, it's Exodus, when it talks about the woman, the two harlots was one, but they were both pregnant, they both had a baby, and so then the one harlot was asleep and smothered her baby, and so what she did, she got up and took the other harlot's baby, and she caught it and switched babies with her. And so then when it came to morning, my mama knows his baby now. Mama knows the harlot. There could be 100 kids in this room. But the mother can tell you, now a real mother, now, not these new age mamas, but a real mama can tell when it's their baby crying. Can I get some amen from some of these mamas on here?
That's it.
Some of you mamas on here, give me amen. Let me know that you understand when your baby is crying. So then in the midst of it, when it came down to talk to King Solomon about the situation, the woman was lying. She was lying, saying, no, the dead baby is yours, but the live baby is mine, knowing that it was her baby because of her carelessness. She didn't take care of her baby like she should have, because had she took care of her baby wouldn't be dead. She would have rolled over and smothered the baby to death. But one thing I know for a fact, that a real mother knows the baby cry. Listen, I call my mother mama. I call my grandmother, which is 94 years old. I call her mama as well. But anytime I was in a room, whichever one, they were both in the room at the same time, but whichever one I was specifically talking to, when I said mama, they knew exactly who I was talking to, because they understood it was a certain tone for that mama. It was a certain pitch for that mama. But listen, watch this. I got a scripture back here. The Bible says that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. If you belong to God, and he belongs to you, when you hear his voice, you know who we're talking to. My Lord Jesus. So then, what we tend to do is we let our tongue get us in trouble. We boasting about things we got. I got a friend of mine, she was telling me that she got a family member that's always bragging on what they got and what they got going on and who what's happening in their family and the greatness of their child, only for their child to turn around and tell on them. Later on in the conversation, and the mama done told lies. She was lying. And then sometimes she over-exaggerates some of the things that's being said to make herself and her children look better than what they are, when it's not necessary. You can just be yourself. And so then the sixth verse says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Once again, we talk about tearing people down with your tongue, tearing down situations in your house. Listen, my mother said this, and I hold on to it because it was a blessing what she said. She said, women go around in the church saying that their devil their husband is the devil. You hear what I'm saying? You hear me what I'm saying? They go around in testimony service, Auntie Linda, and they say that their husband is the devil. the phrase that my mother said was, she said, well, if your husband is the devil and you are married to him, that makes you sister devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. It makes you sister devil. So then what we do is we're tearing down our marriages. We're tearing down our relationships with our own tongues. We're tearing down our children. Listen, just like your no good daddy. He ain't and you ain't going to. Y'all remember my five heartbeats? Remember Preacher Boy? You ain't gonna be because I ain't. So we begin to tear things down. Watch this particular thing. What we tend to do is we begin to say things out of our mouth and we can't reach back and take it back, but it comes back to bite us in the backside. The sixth verse says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. Now here it is. That we control a horse by a bitch. We control a big ship by a small apparatus. That it defiles the whole body. Setting on fire of courses of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. 7 verse says, and every kind of beast and bird and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is it's unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Watch this. The Bible says this, that a man would rather live on the roof of the house than live in a house with a contentious woman.
Yeah.
I know we got a lot of women on here, and some of y'all might be mad, but some of y'all talk too much.
Amen.
Listen. Sometimes y'all want to get the whole story out, and y'all want to tell every bits and pieces, every little bit thing to it. You can't do all that. Sometimes you understand who your husband is. Not just who your husband is, but who you're around. Sometimes you got to get to the point. There was a lady in our church named Sister Obana. She said, baby, get to the point. The point. Sometimes we got to get to the point, because a lot of times once our tongue gets to ragging, once our tongue gets to going, then it starts saying things. That's how we end up cussing people out. Come on. This is how we cuss people out. And the thing is that because we done got so angry, so we gonna tell them. And sometimes certain things don't even need no response.
Amen.
You don't believe
Amen.
Me? Come on, type in the comment section. Just don't respond. Come on, type in the comment section. Everybody that's on here, type in the comment section. I want to know that you're on here with me. Type in the comment section. Hey, then type in the comment section, just don't respond. Some things don't need a response. And so then it says, in verse says, but the tongue can no man tame, but the beast can be tamed. That's why we got trainers. The animals and the fish and the birds can be tamed. But you cannot tame your tongue, which means you just cannot help yourself. You just got to say it. If you don't say it, you're going to bust. But knowing that if you don't say it, it ain't going to do nothing to you. It ain't going to kill you. Some things just don't require a response. A lot of times we do more damage, missionary handy, when we respond if we just ignore it. The Bible says, resist the devil and ye shall flee. Resist what you want to say. Resist how you want to say it to them. Resist when you're going to tell them. Because they got you twisted. They got you messed up. Who they think they're talking to? Sometimes you just don't need to respond. Just that. You just don't need to respond. And so then the ninth verse says, therewith bless we God, even the Father. In other words, we go to church and we praising God, Mama Shirley, with this raggedy tongue that we got going on. We bless the Lord, and we shout that other behind us, your shoulder, and we roar your boots. One minute, as soon as we walk out the church, somebody cut us off. We in the car cussing them out with the same tongue. We just got through blessing God. We now understand that we get upset, and sometimes there's some people out here that just can't drive. But yet and still, if we can learn to tame our tongue, tame our emotions, get our tongues under subjection, under the power of God, then we'll be able to do things in a better manner. Ninth verse says, therewith bless we God, even the Father. And therewith curse we men. Did I just say that? We bless the Father, we praise him, and then we go and we curse people, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. Y'all remember Color Purple? Until you do right by me. Until you do right by me, everything you're going to do is going to fail. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Once again, Proverbs 19:21 says that the power of death and life lieth in your tongue. So then, therefore, if you have the authority and the power of your tongue, you got the power to speak into existence. The songwriter says, I feel the power of God. Speak into the atmosphere. Speak into your atmosphere. Speak blessings. Speak healing. Speak being made whole. Speak the fact that I once was lost, but now I'm found. Speak to the fact that my children are saved. Not only are they saved, they're delivered. They are set free. That the curse, the generational curses in my life are broken over my children, over my husband's family, over my wife's family, over my sisters, over my brothers. Speak into the atmosphere. My God. Today, come on, type in the comment section, speak into the atmosphere. Speak the blessings of God. Speak the deliverance of God. Speak the freedom of God. Speak, my brother. Speak, my sister. Mama, also speak into the atmosphere. My God. The verses, out of the same mouth proceed his blessings and curses, my brother. These things are not to be so. 11th verse says, Doeth a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter water? Sweet water and bitter water cannot come out of the same fountain. It has to either be one. Mama Smith, good to see you. It got to be one. Either it's going to pour out sweet water or it's going to pour out bitter water. But our mouth is speaking damnation on other people, but then wants to speak blessings into our life. We are living in a place of unbalance. Living in a place of unbalance is not what God has for us. We have to watch what we say. We have to watch who we say it to. We have to watch why we're saying it. Because just because the Bible says that it may be lawful, Mama Shirley, but not expedient, which means it may be okay, that it may make perfect sense. But what you can do is do more damage than you can do help. Sometimes we have to sit back and say, I'm going to wait my time. It ain't my time yet. It ain't the season for me to say this. It ain't the time for me to say this because I'm not going to get the result that I need from this conversation. When I talk to people sometimes and I have to counsel them, I say, sometimes you got to write some stuff down. You got to write some things down. You got to write some things down so that you can reread it and go over to make sure that when it's time to say it, you have the right wording, that you're calm, that you my mother told me, she said, Troy, you cannot whoop these girls because, I come from brothers. I had one sister, and my mother said, she said, Troy, you cannot whoop these babies in anger. You may be upset by what they did, but if you get so angry that you want to do harm to them, you need to go somewhere and calm down because whoopings and correction is for disciplinary purposes. Disciplinary purposes. Not to bring harm to your daughters, not to show them that it's okay for a man to do physical harm to them. Your goal as their father is to lead them by example, number one. And then secondly, when you discipline them, it's discipline for them to be greater, not to hurt and to harm them. The Bible says, beat them and you won't kill them. The rod of correction, which is discipline, will drive far from them. So I had to calm down. A lot of times we don't let ourselves calm down. We go within the midst of when it's happening because we're going to get them told. We're going to say what we need to say. We're going to do what we need to do. That's how we're going to do things. And we falter. And when we should show forth the glory of God, we show that the devil has more power in our life than the God we say we serve. Because you can't bridle your mouth. You can't bridle your tongue. You cannot bridle your emotions. You let these things lead and guide you and shift you and make you react in a certain kind of way. And then you want to blame other people. You don't want to take accountability or responsibility for your own actions. It's you.
That's it.
It wasn't them. They didn't go in your body and make you say nothing. They didn't tell you to cuss them out. They didn't tell you to talk negative to them. And watch this. We always remember, Mama Shirley, what people have said to us negatively. And we always see, we always remember when people have torn us down or tried to belittle our confidence or try to tear our image down. We remember all of that. But we don't remember when we've done it to other people. Now watch this. This what you understand is the seed that you sow is coming up again. Hey, I said it yesterday at church. It says, with the same, the beat causes, with the same measure that you beat, it shall be measured unto you again. With the same measure. So then here it is. We're saying everything to everybody in a certain kind of manner, but we have to remember you are the outline of how people going to treat you. So if you're a gossiper, you better know this. The same people that you're gossiping to are going to gossip about you.
That's it.
The same thing that you said about somebody else, they're going to say about you. We walk around playing victim when we are the ones walking around victimizing. Type in the comment section, if you will, I am no longer the victim. Uh-huh. The fact of the matter is we walk around acting as if we are the victim of Mr. Kaiser, but we are walking around victimizing other people. Talking about people, talking about how they bad and dialing in their face and all the time going to take their place. Y'all know the song of the bad times. Come on now. But we're not watching what we say. So then the 11th verse says, doeth a fountain send forth the same place, sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. That's the 12th verse of the 3rd chapter of James. So then, therefore, we cannot have it both ways. If you're talking negative, you're saying, you're giving out curses, you're trying to curse somebody, you're trying to tell people down with your mouth, but at the same time, you want to speak blessings. It's not that you're missing the balance in that. So then, once again, what you have given out is what you're going to receive. But I came here tonight to tell you that it's time to speak life. I feel a dance in my foot. I feel a dance in my foot. I feel a dance in my foot. I came to tell you tonight that as of today, we shall speak those things as not glory to God, as though they word. I came here tonight to tell you we're going to speak life. We're going to speak prosperity. We're going to speak health. We're going to speak wholeness over our children, over our sisters and our brothers, over our mothers and our fathers, over the saints of God in the church, the sisters and the brothers in the church, over the pastor's wife, over the elders' board, over the deacon board, over the nurses' board, over the baby's thing, over the musicians. We come tonight to speak life. My Lord Jesus, we come tonight to speak life over everything that the devil wants to destroy. For the Bible says that the weapon may form, but it will not prosper. It may form against you. It may try to tear you down. It may try to tell you what you cannot do, but you have to remind the devil that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Amen.
Because I have everything that I need in Christ, I'm going to speak it into the atmosphere. I'm going to speak it into the existence because I serve the God that gave me the power in my tongue to decree and declare greatness over my life, to decree and declare greatness over my children's life, to decree and declare everywhere that I go, everywhere my foot goes, I shall have it. I shall have a new house. With a peace I know that the rates are high, but I serve the kind of God that'll bring it down to what I can afford. I serve the kind of God that can bring it down to the point where that I know that you're going to say it's high, but I serve the kind of God that say, God, find me the house that I need. Come on, in the place where I want it at. What's the mortgage rate that I need that I can afford it, Lord Jesus? I need to go to the car lot, God. I need a new car. Not just because I need a new car, but this car I got ain't working right. Hallelujah. Lord. I need a new job, Father. I need to get some place where it brings me peace. So I begin to speak peace into the atmosphere. I begin to speak joy into the atmosphere. Glory to God. I begin to speak deliverance in the atmosphere. I begin to speak wholeness into the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
I'm speaking into the atmosphere. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Glory to God. Because I have the power in my tongue to decree and declare the greatness of the God that I serve. My Lord today, bless your name, Father. Once again, I came to tell you to watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth.
Watch who you say it to. Watch where you say it to. Speak. If your husband ain't living right, my mother's asking this story, and it tickled me to pieces, but it's the truth. She got up and she said one day, she said, a lady got up in testimony service. My aunt's mother is a testimony to this. And she got up and said, I prayed for my husband for 22 years. And after 22 years, he gave his life to the Lord. My mother said a couple of saints in the church said, what was you dancing and shouting for? My mother said she felt the Holy Ghost because she realized that half the time that she had to pray was over with. Glory to God. Watch this. So she said, they said, girl, I wouldn't be praying for no ninja for 22 years. She said, yeah, that's why some of y'all ain't married, because you're not willing to put the work in. You spoke into the atmosphere. She said, but I was shouting God. Deacon Mingus, she said, the reason why I'm praising and shouting God, because I've been praying for 12 years. That means half the time that I got to pray, it's almost over. She began to speak into the atmosphere that my father that was born Lutheran, that my father that was a whoremonger, that my father that was a drunk, that he was going to be saved, and the half the time was over with, and it was going to happen. That's what I'm talking about, Mama Phil, period. And so then what happened was a couple of weeks later, woo! Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. A couple weeks later, because she praised God and she spoke in the atmosphere that half my time is up, because Fred gonna be saved soon. But happens a few weeks later, my father came to family and friends there, because at first she said he wasn't coming, and all of a sudden she said me and my sister was looking back, and my grandmother went to dancing and shouting, my auntie went to playing the piano, because the praises began to go up, because Bishop Gary Hagler was preaching salvation, and my father came down walking the aisle, glory to God, hallelujah, walking down the aisle, saying, what must I do to be saved? Why? Because she spoke it into the atmosphere. She spoke, Frederick Allen Thomas Sr. Shall be saved. And what happened? Not only did he get saved, not only did he get delivered, he stopped drinking, he stopped smoking, he stopped smoking, he stopped going out to the club. He became the deacon of the church. And then next thing you know, he was the pastor. Because why? Because she spoke it into the atmosphere. You got to watch your mouth. Woo! Glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. Watch your mouth. Thank you for joining me here, Pastor Troy, here on Facebook Live. What a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul.
Amen.
He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Thank you so much again for joining Pastor Troy here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook Live. If you have enjoyed it, come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs.
Yeah.
Deacon Mingus, I had to calm down. I felt the Holy Ghost. I felt the power of God. Now, that's right, Sister Tanya. The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Bless the name Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Do me a favor, give me some hearts and some thumbs, and come on and share this.
Yeah.
Share this Facebook Live.
That's it.
Share
that's
this
it.
Facebook. And do me a favor. Go on your page and tag Pastor Troy and say, watch your mouth. Go to your page. Type on your field. Watch your mouth. And tag Pastor Troy Thomas. And I do greatly appreciate it so very much. What a blessing it is. And if you were blessed by the word of God, If you were enriched, you were inspired, you were set free, given some knowledge by the word of God, sow a seed. Amen. There it is. It's pinged at the end. $Troy7. $Troy7.
Woo!
Lord Jesus, I have to be calmer, Auntie Linda. Missionary Simmons, I have to be calmer. Prophet Deidre Allison, I have to be calm, because I have to understand. I'm still going through the healing process. When the Holy Ghost hits you, it hits you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I have to be smart as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think about Bishop Willie James Campbell would get up and say, every time before he preached, he'd get up and say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, glory to God, and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. Because I think about what my mother and father went through and how my father was a Lutheran. He didn't believe in the Pentecostal movement. But the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous woman, which was my mother, prayed for my father. Jeffrey, you know what I'm talking about? At the Missionary Church of God in Christ. Right there on the corner of 59th and Union. But my father came down with his hands raised because she prayed. And she stopped talking about my father. She stopped tearing him down with her mouth. And she started building him up in the Holy Ghost, put it in an atmosphere that he shall be saved. You need to put in an atmosphere in your house. If your husband not saved, if your wife not saved, if your children not saved, they shall be saved. For me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Once again, thank you for joining Pastor Troy Thomas here on Facebook Live, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Let's say a word of prayer. Once again, if you would like to be a blessing, there is pinned at the end of this. My Cash App, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Troy 7, the word Troy 7. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. Father, for what you've done tonight, glory to God. Father, you never let us down. And Father, we thank you that we understand that we have the ability to, Father, to build and to tear down. We tear down every demonic force, every trick of Satan, every witch, every warlock that tries to come against us, Father, for you told us that the weapon may form, but it will not prosper. But Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you glory, Father, for we speak into the atmosphere. We speak wholeness. We speak a refreshing. We speak peace. We speak love. We speak joy. Father, we speak in our house, in our cars, everywhere we go. We shall conquer, for we are more than a conqueror through him that loves us. And Father, we thank you, and we give your name the praise. We bind every spirit of backlash and retaliation. Father, we thank you that as we rest, as we chill, as we eat, that, Father, we shall be restored, we shall be renewed, and, Father, when we wake in the morning, we shall be restored and refreshed with rejuvenation. And, Father, we give you glory, we give you praise. And, Father, I pray for every individual that was on the Facebook Live, those that are on here now, those that were on here together, Father, I speak now. I pray for them. I pray for their wholeness. I pray for their peace. I pray for their joy. And, Father, I come against every infirmity that's not like you. And I speak healing. I speak wholeness. I speak deliverance. I speak freedom. I speak overcoming. I speak a positiveness in the atmosphere. And Father, even in their vehicle, I bind a spirit of road rage, of anger and frustration. Father, for you said that anger rests in the bosom of a fool. And Father, you said a fool despises wisdom, and a fool that says in his heart, there is no God. For we know you are the God of our salvation. You keep loving us every day. And Father, for this we give you glory, and for this we give you praise, and it shall be done by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. For this we give you praise, for this we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. And amen. I love you and thank God for you. Once again, give me some hearts and some thumbs. And type in the comment section, watch your mouth. Go on your page now. Go on your page. Go on your page and tag Pastor Troy and say, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I love you and I thank God for you. And as I always say, hashtag, let us pray.
Yeah.
Get that cash out. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Troy. Thank you so much for tonight. I am so blessed that I was able to be a part of the service on tonight, because one thing I do know is we have to learn how to follow instructions for the word that came forth on tonight. Not only did you give us word, you gave us the place to find it where it's in the book of James. It's a whole chapter that is willing to tell you about the power of the tongue. A lot of times people don't even understand that the Bible does go into detail that says there's power and the tongue. This little thing, we think it's just for taste buds, but this thing puts out a deadly poisonous, how could I say, dart. It can poison your system because of what they say you spit out your mouth. Because even in the book of James, in the 3rd chapter, it tells you how do bitter and sweet come from the same. Look, I could go on and on, but I know there's people on Facebook as well as others on my page. They're asking to come on, but I'll wait till after the man of God has finished speaking to bring them on if they're still willing to come on. But there's people on Blog Talk that wants to encourage the man of God, because tonight the word was a strong word, as you said, man of God, and it was fire. And I thank you for lighting the candle. I'm going to let everybody else speak for themselves. The lines are open. You can speak now. Let the Lord lead and guide you with encouraging the man of God. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Awesome word, awesome word. It was just so much confirmation in everything that you spoke and everything that's in the book of James. I thought about how some people don't realize that they're speaking when they put stuff in writing, and how a lot of times we have people do memorandums for record just because they changed their story. That's a whole nother message. And I was like, God, I thank you for this word, because in Washington, D.C., they have a thing that says if you see something, say something. And I thought about how always on Facebook people are saying, IJS. I'm just saying, I said, God, help me so that mine is IJNS. I'm just not saying. God, teach me when to speak and when not to speak. So thank you, man of God, because sometimes, like you said, frustration and anger, you want to speak out, and God will say, shh. So I thank God for the word on tonight. Such wisdom. Such great word. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time? Okay, well, Pastor, I like I say, I'm just excited because you did bring the word forth, and you brought it with authority, and you brought it with instructions. And that's something that we have to get an understanding, that we can't just say anything out of our mouth. Like you said, we will remember what we said to people. Well, I'm sorry, we will remember what people said to us, but somehow we get amnesia and don't remember what we say to people. Because like at our family reunion, we had a cousin that showed up, and he remembered something I said to him when we were children over 50-something years ago. And it still burns him in his spirit, his soul, his heart, that he had been carrying that thing around for over 50 years. And when he saw me and we began to speak, and I spoke to him and called myself, introducing him myself, instead of him saying, nice to meet you, like he told everybody else, he said, you the one. You the one that I hurt his feelings. And because I did it in front of people, I had to apologize to him in front of people to let him know that I was not so big and I didn't forget. Because nobody would say something to you like that after 50 years if you didn't do it. And it just had been where it was something that came out my mouth. So I just want to tell you how that word blessed me on tonight, where we have to be honest with ourselves. Like Minister Jeffrey Pearson put on my Facebook page, he said, I won't harm you with words out of my mouth. And with that testimony I just gave, I didn't only harm him with the words that came out my mouth. Could you imagine what he thought and he feel every time he saw me, heard me, or just to think about me, that I hurt his feelings as a little boy that he took into his adulthood that he was still holding on to. So I'm just saying it is so honest and true that we have to watch what comes out of our mouth. So if anybody has anything to say, please say it now, or I'll return it over to the man of God, because our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So do anybody have anything else they would like to say at this time? All right, man of God, it's in your hands, but I see Missionary Handy is looking in. I just want to share something with her. Her favorite drink, RC. It's in your hands, Pastor Thomas.
Did I miss something?
I just said it's in your hands, Pastor Thomas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologize. I'm grateful. I'm glad that we were able to deliver a word that the people were able to glean from and listen to and be blessed by. What a blessing it is to that God's people are being blessed and being encouraged and being pushed. That's a blessing. It is a blessing, a blessing, a blessing. It is. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what God is doing and what he's about to do even more in us and through us, because he's a great God. And when I heard some of that scripture, I said, "Oh Lord, that's something I need to talk about. I need to read." You know, we get to read stuff and it gets real good to you. You want to share it with the people of God, and that's what we were able to do. Once again, I'm grateful to all of you and to Apostle Elect. I will say this, that I miss Sheila. I will say this. I ain't trying to get none started. That's the way I feel. I miss Sheila. I miss hearing her voice. And I'm just grateful once again. Pray for Pastor Troy. I pray for you. Like I say, if you're not busy this Sunday at 2:30, come and meet us at 4344 West Madison. 4344 West Madison at the 2:30 p.m. hour. And receive a blessing from God. Amen. A word from God, some praises, a little shout and dance, and let God have his way. Amen. So Amen. Back in your hands.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I do miss Sheila, because like I said, when she would pray, she would always say, "I thank God for another birthday." She considered every day as a birthday. And I said that at the earlier part of the service, while I was waiting for a blog talker music to stop so we could start the service, because this is my birthday month, and I'm thanking God in advance for another birthday. And I just know God is able. I thank God for the man of God on tonight that brought forth the word, and he brought it with authority. He brought it with instruction. He brought it with the word that the word of God said, not what he said. Missionary Linda Handy said, words through the whole word into the sins, the convincing conversation between Satan and Eve. That's what we have to really understand, that words go two ways. You can either take the words out of somebody's mouth and the man of God spoke on it as a blessing or a curse. So I just thank God for tonight, as the word have given us a place that we can read it for ourselves. Go back and look at James, the 3rd chapter. I'm going to look at it myself. What was it? Verse 1 through, what was that? 11. And just meditate on it. I thank God for the man of God. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Margot McCore. She will be our speaker. She will be doing what God has told her to do for the 3rd Monday of the month. We will be back on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas. This will be the second Friday of the month, and the man of God will be bringing forth the word. And we just want you all to tune in. On Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be here on Blog Talk with our very own Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Margot McCord with Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be on the air doing Blog Talk, Ministries Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. So with that being said, thank you all. I'll remind you our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, we love you all with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I will let the pastor pray us out, and we're going to just say have a good night and ask the angels to minister to you in your sleep and let God have his way in your life. Again, watch your mouth. It's in your hands, Pastor.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise and give you glory. Father, we thank you for a great word. We thank you for a word of empowerment. Father, a word of instructions. Father, a word that will give us life, that will bring us through some situations. Father, for your word says, your word have we hid in our heart that we may not sin against you. Father, thank you that we'll watch our mouth. We'll watch what we say, what we put into the atmosphere, what we decree and what we declare over the people of God, over our life, over our children's life, over our husband's life, in our personal life and in our spiritual life. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we ban all spirits of backlash and retaliation. And Father, we give you glory. We give you praise as we rest tonight, that we have peace and joy. Telling you a liar, the blood of Jesus against you right now, you exposed. You are exposed and you're defeated and you're banned. And we apply the blood to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory. We give you praise for all things in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God and amen.
Man, amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Love you guys.